this is a day when if you're part of one particular group of people, it's not a good day. It's just not. And I'm talking about meteorologists. Tell me your life's been way off. Yeah. They had a bad day. And we feel bad for them. Because you had a bad day. You take one down. You sing a sad song just to if you look at the Twitter or Facebook, people on the East Coast, specifically New York and New Jersey, they're not happy with meteorologists. And there are meteorologists tweeting out apologies for their missed forecasts. Their forecasts were so dire that mayors shut down the town. Told everybody to stay home. Please don't drive. Please don't go into the streets. And they're calling what happened in New York, most areas, a dusting. If that.
In New York.
Yes.
Other areas did get slammed.
The Boston mayor right now, he's giving a press conference right now talking about how aggressively their city is being impacted by the storm. So the severity of the storm, accurate. The location of the storm, not accurate. And so, again, there's a lot of questions being raised today about forecasting of weather. And if I am a meteorologist, thinking about the responsibility here of shutting down an one of the biggest cities in the world with your forecast and then nothing happens, that's a lot to take on your shoulders, if you think about it. And there's been a lot of stories today about whether or not the way that they're telling the forecast is the problem. Are they making it sound too sure? So is it sound more and more like a prediction of this is what is going to happen as opposed to a forecast and this is what potentially may happen?
They need to sound sure of themselves. I think meteorologists are up there with physicians. You don't want a physician to be iffy. You don't want your meteorologist to be iffy.
I would hope there's a difference between forecasting the weather and telling me whether or not I have a terrible disease.
It can be life-threatening for me. It's very important to know if I'm going to hit weather as I drive up the canyon.
I understand, but it's harder to predict. We wanted to bring in Kevin Eubank. Do we have him? Our own KSL meteorologist. Kevin, how do you feel about being likened to that of a doctor? Do you feel like that's a good analogy?
Well, no, it's a terrible analogy.
Hey.
Let me just tell you, straight off, hey, you wanted confidence, Amy. I'm just telling you. Let me just tell you, I'm having a fantastic day.
Oh, good.
I haven't had any problems today. I'm not taking any blame for what happened in the Northeast today. I'm actually feeling pretty good.
Good. We're glad. We wanted to kind of uplift you.
I just wanted you all to know that I actually haven't had a bad day. So let train know that everything's okay.
Here's the question. A lot of people are saying that meteorologists made this sound, and we've had it happen here. In fact, we've talked to you on the air before, where there was a major prediction of a weather event here, and many parts of the area didn't see it because you don't exactly know for sure that the specific areas are going to be impacted. So when your forecast is so dire that you shut down a town, who does that lie on? Is that the responsibility of a meteorologist for saying unequivocally this is what's going to happen?
Well, let's talk a little bit about the situation at hand. The weight you've got is you have a storm that has the potential to impact 500 miles, right, of shoreline as it comes in.
Yeah.
So the warnings go up from New Jersey to New York all the way up into Boston and, you know, all the way up points north. The fact is New Jersey, New York was on the southern fringe of the storm, and Central Park had 8 inches. Now, that's not snowpocalypse. That's not blizzard. But you go farther north, Boston has 30 inches.
Yeah.
Seawalls break. You get flooding into neighborhoods. It shut down all roads and services. So it's not that the prediction was bad, and it wasn't that even the blanket of coverage was bad. It was the media machine that gets behind these type of events becomes so big, it's a guarantee letdown. Someone somewhere is going to say, you guys are idiots. This didn't get nearly as big as you said it would. Yet in other places, right, in Boston right now, they think those meteorologists were spot on, and they nailed it. So perspective, location is everything, and really social media and the way that we communicate now, it's very difficult to put out a cautionary warning forecast and not take the backlash of it not being correct, because we're everywhere and everyone is going to have a different experience.
Yeah, it's very true. But do you also think, I've seen several reports saying today, for example, that the Weather Channel was not blowing this up the way that some of the local meteorologists were blowing this up in New York City. So certainly there's a difference between who's actually reporting and forecasting the information.
Well, and I also think that you talked about those guys who are out tweeting apologies.
Yeah.
If they feel compelled to apologize, well, then they probably should apologize,
mm-hmm.
right? That means that they probably did something or said something that maybe warrants an apology. And there's been cases where I've gone on television and said, hey, I missed that. You know, my bad. I forecasted it wrong, or I saw it differently, or whatever that is. And I think that that actually plays into part of the credibility factor, to be able to admit that, hey, I messed up or I got it wrong. I think everyone knows we're human and we don't control the weather. We're really just trying to do our best to help people understand what's coming. But the impacts, I mean, when you're, and it wasn't just one meteorologist, right? This was
yeah.
a team. This was a group of people, experts from NOAA and the Weather Service and public-private groups. They all kind of collaborated and said that this is the best approach. You need to remember, 2 years ago, this area was crippled by a massive snowstorm that literally froze that city for the better part of 3 weeks.
Right.
They had abandoned cars, so they'd been through this before, and they were trying to get ahead of it. So it's an interesting exercise, I think, to see as a meteorologist, but also for us as the public to watch, to understand that we're not always going to get it 100% right.
And I have no problem with people criticizing meteorologists when they get that wrong, as long as you are the first person to thank them when they save you. When you didn't
nice.
Know it was going to be
now,
awful,
does
and
that
they
ever happen?
Save you. I tell Grant Wayman when I walk in, if he saved me that morning,
you're
thank you.
Nailed it.
Yes.
Well, and the truth is, we try to, at least me personally, it's like, listen, I don't want credit because then I'm going to get the blame. So
yeah.
Just don't give me either, and I'm okay.
Well, but don't you think,
hey, you're not subtle in your white coat, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Don't you think the fear here, though, and we're already seeing this, is that the next time there is a prediction, people won't prepare. They won't store up. They won't be ready. They'll
it's,
go
it's
out.
It's the boy who cried snow.
Exactly. And I think that's the fear that people have. And that's what we're hearing. Oh, we've heard this so many times before. We're not even going to do anything about it.
Yeah, that is a fear. And I think that's a fear of all emergency personnel and governors when they declare states of emergency and Amber Alert. I mean, there's all sorts of alerts, right, that we do. And we've got to be very careful how we issue them, because we really train people to either listen or to disregard those messages. I think what may have happened or what we could have done better was to articulate the potentially affected areas
yeah.
and explain that if this storm goes north by 200 miles, New Jersey, you get a dusting, New York, you get a couple of inches, and it's not a big deal. But someone in this area is going to have a significant blizzard, and if you're in that area, you have a potential problem on your hands.
Yeah,
and I
like the way you
exactly
said that.
What happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the way you said that. And we're very glad you didn't have a bad day.
Yeah.
Hey, no, and you guys made it even better. So.
Oh, KSL 5's Chief Meteorologist Kevin Eubank. I think, like the mayor said, you prepare for the worst, hope for the best.